News in brief at Press TV. An Israeli missile attack has killed at least two Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Residents and medics in Beit Hanun say the victims are members of the resistance group Islamic Jihad. The strike occurred hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to attack Gaza. The Syrian foreign minister says the future role of President Bashar al-Assad is, quote, a red line for the delegation attending the Geneva II talks. Walid al-Mu'allim stated that no one can touch the presidency. The conference is the biggest diplomatic effort yet to end the deadly conflict in Syria. Meanwhile, Russia has criticized the United Nations' decision to rescind an invitation to Iran to participate in the peace talks on Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has called the decision a mistake. A UN delegation has visited the northeastern Syrian city of Al-Hasaka. They say a crossing has been reopened between Syria and Iraq in order for trucks carrying humanitarian aid to enter Syria. As militant groups are fighting each other in Syria, millions of civilians have been caught in the crossfire. Ukraine's prime minister warns that if protesters don't stop inciting clashes, authorities will use force against them. Supporters of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, meanwhile, have convened in Kiev to hold an alternative rally in support of the government. The Houthi movement has withdrawn from Yemen's National Dialogue Conference. The delegation says the government failed to provide security for them at the reconciliation talks. Well, the remarks came a day after armed men killed a Houthi representative on his way to the talks. Dozens of inmates in the U.S.-run prison at Guantanamo Bay remain on hunger strike over the harsh conditions at the facility and their unjustified detention. Obama pledged to close the notorious prison during his 2008 election campaign, but it's still open, holding more than 160 men, mostly without charge. And at least 40 people have been killed in an army operation in Pakistan's northwestern tribal region. Fighter jets and helicopter gunships targeted areas in North Waziristan. The strikes came after deadly attacks by pro-Taliban militants on Pakistani security forces.